This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
I used to have dinner with Jerry once in a while over at the Hancock when we were all in that building. And Jerry would always end dinner with that, a warm hug, and he'd tell me to take care of myself. And then three cousins that married would come out and beat me with a chair. Happy anniversary there, Pookie.
Hey, Steve, great talking with you again. Nice. Oh, my God, 25 years we've been
25
together.
25 years. How were you not in prison? 25 years.
That's where we get our audience.
The thing I've always...
Go to recruit. What are you kidding?
The thing I've always loved about Jerry, first off, Jerry's a very smart guy. Very smart guy. Very political guy. Very smart guy, very political guy, and a very funny guy. And what I've always loved about Jerry is he never, ever tried to tell you it wasn't what it was. He always just said to me, I remember the first time I brought this up to you, you said, look, everybody deserves a TV show at some point, and look what you've put on America. Without you, we wouldn't have the Kardashians.
I know. I'm so sorry. I just hope hell isn't that hot, because honestly, I'm very light-complected. I burn real easy. This could be horrible.
How have you been?
I've been fine. Oh, my gosh. I've been great. I mean, honestly, I'm so lucky in life. So, you know, everything's great. And we have a place up in Evanston, so it's like I'm half local. And I was there over the weekend playing ball with my grandson.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're just talking with Leslie Stahl. You know, I'm a first-time grandparent now, little girl.
Oh, isn't that, me too, isn't that the greatest thing ever?
It's the best.
Ever.
It's the absolute best.
And you get so tired of people telling you that, and then when it happens to you, you go, oh, my God, it's perfect.
Well, the thing is, it's like being a dad. You don't know until you know. And then a kid shows up, and you go, well, I get it now. I totally get it.
Yeah.
25 years, we need to celebrate some of the great Springer shows. I'm looking at a list here of topics.
Do we really need?
I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me if you remember these shows.
That's fair.
Here's what happens. You know, there's meetings, and then you sit down in a meeting and go, here's what we have for a topic, that type of thing. Adult babies.
Well, we don't do that. I don't do that. Just started out to tell you, I'm never allowed to know what the show's about. So all they do is hand me this card, which you see me carrying, but all the card has on it are the names of the guests. And then my job is to ask questions that you would ask sitting at home watching and then make jokes. But I'm never allowed to know the subject matter.
I did not know that. So, and, you know, nobody does it that way. You know that.
Well, I don't know that, but if they don't, for me it's easier because then I am legitimately... You know,
shocked and appalled.
Reactions are honest. Yeah. If I know what's going to happen, then I got a fake-looking surprise. You know,
yeah, I suppose.
Work.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Bad boys and naughty girls. That was one for you. How about this one? I refuse to wear clothes.
I remember that. If I'm right, I think it's about this woman who literally, she would show up in supermarkets.
Naked.
Grocery stores. And she was butt naked.
So how did you shoot the show?
Complain, but their reactions, you know, because the cameras in the stores would pick it up. You know, you'd be walking down the aisle and suddenly you turn around and there's this totally naked. I guess she was in her 30s. And, you know, and people would look and they wouldn't. What's interesting, they didn't scream. They just would kind of look and then go back to looking for the can of soup.
Here's why he didn't have meetings before the show. Three topics in a row: battling, brawling beauties, cat fighting cuties, and hypnotizing hotties. Those are three separate shows.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think the producers do. They do, after the show is taped, then they come up with titles.
Oh, okay. I got it.
It's kind of like a headline writer for newspapers.
Yeah.
You know, the reporter writes the story, and then it's given to the headline writer, and they try to think of some alliteration to make it sound cool.
What are you doing these days when you're not doing the TV?
Well, I do a podcast, and I'm really into that. I do every week. I tape shows, my regular show, you know, three shows on Mondays, two on Tuesdays. And then Tuesday night, I fly to Cincinnati, and across the river in Ludlow, Kentucky, there's a coffee shop, but it's a folk school, it's a folk music coffee shop, and people come in with their guitars, their banjos, their fiddles, and we do a live podcast every Tuesday night from there, and it's 10 minutes of comedy, 10 minutes of a political rant where I give a political view on something, and then 10 minutes of the music. And it's live, but, you know, it's a podcast, so people can listen to it anytime.
JerrySpringer.com.
JerrySpringer.com.
Yeah. Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery, and you can get in touch with your inner hippie.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Andrea, you have something for Mr. Springer?
Jerry, how are you?
I'm fine. Nice talking with you again.
Congratulations on your granddaughter. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's actually a grandson.
Your grandson, yeah.
If he becomes a daughter, he'll be on my show.
I was going to say it, but I thought I'm going to let you say it.
All right. You got to go to work and talk to somebody else. Nice to connect with you, buddy. I'm always here if you need me.
Okay. You're great, Steve. Thanks a lot.
At Jerry Springer. That is the social media hookup for Jerry.